Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Giovanni Cortolo's here, too. Giovanni's a very good friend of ours and a friend of yours, whether you know it or not. And if you don't know it before today, you know it after we get through visiting with him. Giovanni is Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in our nation's capital, and one of the guys who not too many people, in fact, I don't know anybody who works harder for small business than Giovanni, and he's our good friend. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here, and it's great to hear you again. You do so much for small business, and it's great to be on your show.
I appreciate it, Giovanni. It's always nice to have you here. As I said, I know you're working hard for small business. Oh, I know one thing I want you to say first. I want you to talk to us about first. You've got a special guest you're taking to Capitol Hill today, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We have a hearing on Capitol Hill. It's on paperwork reduction. And I have the chairman of my committee who's going to testify on reducing paperwork. And it's a great hearing. It's actually on a bill that waives first-time penalties for minor paperwork violations. And you would think that would be something easy to pass or a non-brainer, but we've been working on this for like 8 years, and we've gotten it past the House. We can't get it past the Senate. And so like a lot of bills, they just get stuck.
The Senate is where good legislation goes to die.
Oh, it is. It's a graveyard of good legislation.
Like the small business health plans.
Small business health plans was another one. Just to get, you know, it's amazing. Small businesses make hundreds of decisions every day. It took us 6 years just to get them to vote on small business health plans, and we lost the vote by a few votes. But just to get the vote was 6 years.
Well, we're not giving up on that. But tell us who's going to testify today.
Well, Jim Wordsworth, he's the owner of a restaurant here in Northern Virginia, close to the nation's capital. He's the chair of our committee, and I tell you, I don't know where he finds the time. He spends 12, 14 hours a day running his restaurant.
If he's in a restaurant, he doesn't have any extra time.
No, he doesn't. 7 days a week, and he spends the time to fight for business, for other businesses, because he knows how important that is.
Well, good for him. You give him my best. In fact, why don't you give us a... get us some contact information. We'll get him on the show and find out what he thought about that experience. I'd like my audience to hear about his experience in testifying before Congress. What committee is he going to testify in front of?
Well, it's the Government Reform Committee and Subcommittee on Regulations. It's a great experience for those who've never done it. We take our small business owners and people within our committees up there frequently to let them tell Congress what they feel, and it's a great experience to experience that.
Well, so what will be the topic? I mean, what will he say to them about paperwork reduction?
Well, he's going to explain to them how he was actually injured in an accident, and he was called away from his business for 3 or 4 weeks, and he would have liked to had this law in place where he wouldn't have to worry about his managers making small errors in paperwork. Because
right.
There's civil fines, and if you want to waive the fines, there's civil fines that could be up to $10,000 for filling out I-9s improperly or census forms improperly. And, you know, we did a study, and there were 6,000 forms that the government has that individuals and businesses have to fill out. 6,000 forms.
Wow, that's ridiculous. You know, Giovanni, what worries me though about your project here, and I want to thank you for being so diligent about it. But what bothers me is, see, you're trying to get Congress to use common sense, and that's a hard job, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. It's like trying to write with your right hand if you're left-handed,
right,
and vice versa.
Right. Yeah, the common sense, there's not a lot of common sense prevailing on Capitol Hill these days, is there?
Well, no, it's a spirit of everybody's looking for their jobs. They're and on both sides of the aisle, it's a battle. It's really there's a lot up for grabs. You have the Senate, the House, the power structures are certainly in contention, and a little. In 6 weeks, we're going to have a vote,
and the Republicans are hysterical about possibly losing control. The Democrats think they smell blood, and so it's a feeding frenzy, isn't it?
It is. It is, and you will see this. It's you know, in other countries, it's a bloodbath when you have change of power. Here, it's a war of words, and this is only going to get intensely worse as time goes on near to the election.
Well, one of the things that, by the way, do you think that your testimony today with your small business owner, you think that's going to move any minds on this paperwork reduction bill?
No. Well, it will set a precedent for future changes, and we're looking to lay groundwork for next year. But, you know, it's a slow process. To make decisions on Capitol Hill sometimes takes 8 to 10 years, and we've been actually working 6 years on this particular bill. Just to make small bills happen, it takes long time, periods of
so
time.
So you're not expecting to score any runs today. You're just trying to get somebody to move from first to second.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, they'll sacrifice fly maybe or something like that.
Yeah, incremental changes, but the big news, especially now during this environment where everybody's really working toward big things, and that's top of mind issues.
Mm-hmm. What are some other things? What about small business health plans? I had Senator Enzi from Wyoming on the show a couple of months ago, who, as you know, is one of my heroes. I know he's one of your heroes. And the main sponsor of the small business health plans. He said then he was going to continue to try to bring this up, that he was going to leave it on the front burner. And at any minute he thought he could bring it up, he was going to do it. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. They were talking about bringing that up for a vote again. I highly doubt it. They'd have to do it within this week, and our sources say they're not. Interestingly, we're using small business health plans in districts in our election campaign efforts to get Republicans and pro-business Democrats and pro-business Republicans elected. We will actually use that in campaign literature in for the House and Senate seats, and we're using that. We're holding their feet to the fire on that vote.
The people making them debate that in the campaigning. I think that's a great thing. I'm glad you guys are doing that, because I believe that small business health plans is one of the most important pieces of legislation that Congress has considered in the last generation. Stand by, Giovanni. We're going to take a quick break. Giovanni Cortello is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 20 after. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortello, Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, give us that website, please.
www.uschamber.com.
And they can click on the small business links there, and they can find all the stuff you're working on, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Congressman Manzullo, Don Manzullo, the chairman of the Small Business Committee in the House, put out some new research recently. Don't you tell us about that?
Well, I'll tell you, it was very interesting. He put out a report yesterday, and as you know, this is his last year as chair of the Small Business Committee in the House.
As a great chair of the Small Business
Committee. Terrific job. And it was eye-opening for me, the results he came up with. And he showed over the last decade, small businesses has increased from 22 million to almost 26 million, minority-owned businesses from 2 million to 4 million, women-owned businesses from 5 to 10 million, SBA loans from 8 billion dollars to almost $19 billion. Mm-hmm. The results are unbelievable, and I'm going to send you a copy of this, Jim.
I'd appreciate that.
You should post this on your website. It's a phenomenal, glaring example of what can happen when you create an environment for small businesses to expand, and that's lower taxes, lower regulation,
right,
and a great legal reform system.
Well, that's exactly right. All of those things come together. And I'll tell you something else, the attitude of free trade, more and more of us getting it in our heads that free trade is good for everybody, that a global marketplace is good for everybody. You know, the people who believe that the marketplace is a finite thing, that there's only so many of everything, and if you have more people doing it, that means everybody's piece of the pie has to get smaller. Those people are dangerous, in my opinion, Giovanni. I mean, the marketplace is dynamic, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And what you described is the 18th century mercantile system of
the
English.
That's exactly right.
We've proven that wrong 200 years ago. It's an expanding pie. It's one that you can't stick your head in the sand and avoid, because your competitor is not across the street. Your competitor is across the world, and you have to play in that game. And if you don't, you're dead.
Well, here's the rest of the story, and I've heard you say this before. 95% of all of your prospects live outside the United States.
Well, your market is, and you can't fail to see that. Your products are being imported. You should play in the game as fiercely as the other competitors are, and we can't be a protectionist society here.
But remember, you know, competitors are important to pay attention to, but look at all the customers, potential customers. When I think of 1.2 billion Chinese, my first thought is 1.2 billion customer prospects.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know they're competitors, but they have a lot of stuff to buy that they want to buy that we make.
Yeah.
Our task, though, Giovanni, and I know you work on this too, is trying to get them to stop stealing our stuff.
Well, legal protection, protecting our property, our intellectual property is a big effort on the part of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and we've actually gone over to China and worked with them on this. Russia, too. I mean, India, all of the countries, all these emerging markets have to respect the rule of law.
Giovanni, we're coming up on the time when the members of Congress are going to be heading home to do more campaigning. Is anything going to get done? How much time, how many, can you almost get down to how many hours there are left in this session before they write things off for this session?
Well, that's funny, because I think the end of this week is it. And you're going to see them go back for the month of October to campaign. U.S. Chamber of Commerce is working diligently in the campaign efforts to reelect pro-business candidates.
On both sides of the aisle.
Both sides of the aisle. We're spending $40 million. We had a bus. It's Vote for Business bus, and it was a beautiful bus with flags. We did a tour of the country in trying to get people generated, you know, invigorate them as far as pro-business candidates. If you look on our website, we'll show endorsements of pro-business candidates, and we'll even tell you why we feel that one is better than the challenger. And this is of both parties, so we're not playing politics here. We know that if you're a Republican or a Democrat and you're for business, we're going to support you.
Absolutely. I'm really glad that you guys are doing that. You're identifying these people. You're taking the issues to them and making them debate those issues in their campaigns. I just hope small business owners are paying attention out there, Giovanni, and that they're, you know, we got a lot of people who are single issue voters out there in the marketplace. They're pro-life, pro-choice, they're pro-animal, you know, whatever their issue is. We need more small business owners to be pro-business. And believe it or not, that's, you know, a lot of people would think that'd be intuitive, but it's not always, is it?
Well, not only should they be pro-business, but their employees should be pro-business, because their jobs depend on it.
That's exactly right. That's where their paychecks come from. And Giovanni, give us that website again, please.
www.uschamber.com.
Giovanni, thank you for all you do for small business.
Thank you, Jim.
It's a pleasure having you here. Looking forward to getting you back again real soon. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to be right back with our good friend Walter Olson. He's with the Manhattan Institute. We're going to find out if there's a lawsuit in your future because of technology. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In that house on the hill, looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.